This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Indicted Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters is in court at this hour for her arraignment. Peters is charged with multiple felonies for allegedly orchestrating a security breach into Mesa County's voting machines after the 2020 election. Peters has pushed numerous election conspiracy theories and has maintained her actions were within her authority as county clerk. She's expected to plead not guilty. We'll have updates from the Western Slope as they come in later this afternoon. Domestic workers in Colorado, such as housekeepers and babysitters, now have new rights under state law. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Until recently, domestic workers weren't treated like other employees in Colorado. That changed this summer. A new law finally allows them to file complaints with the Colorado Civil Rights Division over issues like sexual harassment. That could mean taking their bosses to court for damages or making settlements. Employment attorney Rachel Ellis says it also gives the state more oversight.
I think this has to do with dignity. I think this has to do with recognizing people that do this kind of work are people who are workers who deserve the same protections as everyone else.
Ellis says domestic workers, who are often women of color, have been historically exploited and excluded from labor legislation at the state and federal level. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado State University is receiving $5 million to improve its women's athletic programs. The money comes from the Bohemian Foundation, a family-owned philanthropy group based in Fort Collins. CSU says it will use the money to upgrade the women's soccer and softball facilities. Right now in Denver, it's 96 degrees with a few clouds. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.